Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. I want to look at, we started previously at offensive line, offensive tackle. How about a defensive tackle now, where this isn't a group impacted by transfers, but one big early departure to the NFL draft for Kevin Givens. Has this this depth chart in need of several guys playing bigger roles than they've ever played before. Yeah. And it's not to say that it can't happen, because I do like the mix of talent here, but that is a position where, you know, you need to be a grown man in there to hold your own,
yeah,
and to make plays and to fight in the trenches. And they just don't have a lot of proven grown men. So obviously Robert Windsor, mm-hmm, back in a starting role, 7.5 sacks last year. I like his ability to maybe take that to the next level in 2019. That is a given. After that, there really aren't any true givens. You have Ellison Jordan, who's battled injuries. If he's healthy, he can be pretty dynamic. Antonio Shelton, mm-hmm, has been a reserve to this point. He is a guy who played a bigger role whenever Givens or Windsor wasn't available in games. And I think, you know, does he scream starter to you, though? I'm not sure about that.
Right.
Damian Barber, it seems there's a lot of developing that needs to continue to happen before we can even consider him in the top four in the rotation here. Fred Hansard looked like he might have been the leader of that next wave of young defensive tackles before he hurt his foot last year. PJ Mustipher played as a true freshman, which I think says everything about what they think he can be.
Right.
We've all seen it on film. He'll be a true sophomore. Is he the guy? And really, the conversation, I think, starts right there with him. But in that 2018 class, Aeneas Hawkins, Judge Culpepper both showed up on campus, a lot more ready than I anticipated they mm-hmm would be. Hakeem Beeman, who I think is going to be a defensive tackle, if not in 2019, later than that. And Devon Ellie is the most recent announced signee in the class.
Right.
So you have a lot of youth here. You have some questions. You have guys who haven't really played big roles that need to start to play big roles. It's an interesting combination of things to factor in here.
Yeah, it's a fascinating group of players, because I think we know a guy like Robert Windsor can be relied on after that. I think Antonio Shelton probably can be. I think we know enough about him at this point to say that. But after that, you know, PJ Mustipher looks like a star in the making, but still is a young guy. Fred Hansard and Ellison Jordan both have fought injuries during their time at Penn State. I think Hansard probably can be relied on when he's back, but we don't know when he's going to be back. It sounds like things are moving in the right direction, but I don't know how quickly, you know, he's getting in that correct direction. So Jordan just hasn't been able to stay healthy. Hawkins and Culpepper, Beeman, Ellis, I mean, they have some very talented young guys, but it's hard to play defensive tackle at the high level that you need a guy to at, you know, 18, 19 years old when these guys get on campus at that age. So that's, I think, the biggest challenge at this point for Sean Spencer is, as long as PJ Mustipher and Antonio Shelton can be the go-to guys there and be sort of a 1-2 punch beside Robert Windsor, mm-hmm, Penn State will be fine. But if one of those guys can't jump to that role, or if one of them would get hurt, and then you have some guys coming back from injury, you know, it's just like we were talking previously with the safeties and with the receivers, it's a whole lot of, that guy should be able to play. He looks like a good, you know, a good starting candidate. He was a four-star recruit. He should be developing well. Oh, he has to continue to develop. You know, there's all these caveats for seemingly every guy in the defensive tackle room, and I think that's going to be a big part of spring practice this year, is figuring out which one of those guys are closest to being in the starting role, and then the depth that follows in behind them.
The talent is certainly there, and you couldn't always say that about the defensive tackle position, but you do need guys to do things that they haven't shown they can do before. And it'll be interesting to see as we move along, you know, when it comes to, okay, who's your starter alongside Windsor? Are you valuing more reliability? And in that case, that's where Antonio Shelton would come in. Or would you value more dynamic, potentially dynamic play, which is where a Mustafa would come in. They have options. They're going to skew young. I think they'll be in better shape depth-wise at defensive tackle in 2019 than they were in 2018. The question is going to be at the top of the depth chart with your co-starter with Robert Windsor. So we'll see how that moves along. Not the biggest concern on the roster for sure. Looking at tight end, this is one that got some of the more recent news with Danny Dalton opting to move closer to home, go to Boston College. Mm-hmm. You have two redshirt seniors going to be redshirt seniors at the top of the age part of the depth chart with Nick Bowers and Jonathan Holland.
Right.
Pat Freiermuth is your tight end of the present and the future, a guy who could potentially only spend three seasons on campus. That's the way that it looks now. That possibility is alive and well. Yeah. So in 2019, with him there, with these guys who have played, you know, not a ton of football, but enough with Bowers and Holland, Zach Kuntz maybe emerging as a role player this season. Brenton Strange arriving, you know, at 6'5", 210, probably not a factor for 2019, but looking beyond that. The concern, I guess, for me isn't 2019, but more, okay, where are the numbers coming from in 2020?
Right.
I know Penn State seems to be in the market for another tight end if the right target makes himself available in the 2019 recruiting class. So we could see a second tight end in this 19 class,
right.
it would seem. But if you take out Bowers and Holland from the depth chart, then you're left with Freiermuth, Kuntz, and a redshirt freshman version of Brenton Strange.
Right.
Is that enough? I don't know. I don't think so.
It doesn't feel great, does it?
No.
Now, if you get the 2019 kid from that Penn State's looking at, my computer's dead, so I can't. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name without looking at it, but there is a guy out there that Penn State's targeting in this class that could join Brenton Strange. But still, you look at him, and he's not the biggest guy. I mean, he's a guy that's going to need to add weight just like Brenton Strange, just like Zach Kuntz did. And we don't know if Zach Kuntz is ready. He looks ready. I thought he looked pretty good at the Citrus Bowl practice site. But you're right. I mean, numbers could quickly become an issue here at a time when, you know, you're looking at 2020, maybe adding one tight end. If you can get two this one, one next year, I think you'll be okay. But the problem is none of those guys that Penn State's getting right now, whether it's Strange, whether it be the other kid in the 2019 class or the 2020 recruit whose name slips my mind at the moment, none of those guys look to be ready to play, ready-made guys like Pat Freiermuth was. And I think that might – and Mike Gesicki was before that. So Penn State's had a nice little run of tight ends that are early contributors. Maybe now not so much. So they're going to have some guys come through quickly and make an impact here over the next couple of years.
So the Keystone Kickoff Show, we're looking at Penn State's depth in 2019. The segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. Check out what they have to offer at GoPSURV.com. Fantastic RVs you can rent for individual games, including, I must say, the blue-white game. Never too early to start making plans for that. Free shuttle back and forth to Beaver Stadium, projection TV in the lot, free Wi-Fi. And I'm so fond of the RV experience, I couldn't even imagine choosing a hotel room over that. So if you want that tailgating atmosphere for an entire weekend, you want that RV type setting, GoPSURV.com is your place for Penn State games, including Blue White coming up in just a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Look, one thing we don't know and that could impact some of these positions. Obviously, you know, Penn State has been on the giving end of the transfer spectrum. We could see Penn State be on the receiving end. So at tight end, for example, there could still be time to get an experienced tight end for the 2019 season.
Yeah.
Not a glaring need, not something that they would kind of trip and fall over themselves to go find somebody. Or you could see a guy come in for the 2020 season, and you there are more opportunities for one-year, two-year Band-Aids in college football now. I think that's how it's going to start playing out than there used to be before. So it's going to be interesting to see how that's used to bridge some of these gaps.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think that – Penn State, James Franklin hasn't necessarily loved the idea of getting transfer players. He's going into the junior college ranks a little bit, but the only one I can think of as a true transfer is CJ Holmes, right? The running back that was at Notre Dame, left Notre Dame, was kicked out of Notre Dame. I don't know which, but anyway, he's out of here.
Even that's not a true transfer situation, yeah.
So, I mean, they don't necessarily do a lot of transfer acquisitions, I guess you could say, but I think they're going to have to now, right? I think everyone's going to have to because of this transfer portal. Look, it's just the reality of it. You cannot lose guys and not add guys, and you can't always add guys in recruiting. So what other option do you have but the transfer portal? And if this is going to change the game the way it looks like it's going to change it, and there's going to be a lot of free movement for guys, for lack of a better way of putting it, then yeah, Penn State's going to have to get involved. So there's been some reports out there. The Proctor kid that played at Virginia, Blue White Illustrated, says he's going to visit campus sometime soon. Lawrence Cager, the receiver at Miami, looks like he'll visit campus sometime soon. So Penn State has their toe in the water for a couple of guys, but I think it has to be the right fit. I think that's the biggest. There's two obstacles Penn State has. Number one, fit. Then number two, that thing that dwarves it, James Franklin probably says more than any other one, that's family. And you bring all these guys in as recruit. Like, eventually, you don't want to upset the apple cart, but at the same time, you might find better players than what you have on the transfer market. And it's a tough balance because you promised guys things when they got here. You promised them things before they got here. So you were doing a lot of relying on, that concept of family, and we're going to take care of you, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, sometimes you have to have tough conversations with your family because things aren't working the way you want it or hope to. And that's what I think Penn State's going to have to do over the next couple of years to bring in some of these transfers, which they'll need to keep the program moving forward.
And nobody really feels bad for a college football coach who's making $5 million and whatever, but this is just another thing that they have to concern themselves with. And it's a nonstop job recruiting and managing your roster and managing kids' academics and managing development and planning practices and all that stuff. Now managing your transfer situation is another layer that's going to force coaches. If you're not using this to your program's benefit, then you are going to be behind other programs. That's just a fact. Mm-hmm. Just quickly, defensive end of the depth chart that's interesting. Yturgos Matos is a starter. Losing Sharif Miller means that Shane Simmons, Shaka Tony, Daniel Joseph, Jason Oway, somebody's going to get an opportunity to play the biggest role they've ever played. Probably multiple somebodies on that front.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that position group can handle moving into new terrain there. Linebacker, not really affected. I don't really include Jarvis Miller. He wasn't a big part of the plans there. Cornerback, as I mentioned before, you lose Zach McPherson, which hurts, but he was going to be probably your number four corner, I'm guessing, this year behind Donovan Johnson. You have enough depth to go around. I still stand by one of these six-foot freshmen making the move to safety at some point in time. Maybe as soon as 2019. I think they have to shuffle some pieces around. We'll find out. For now, we're moving on. Jeff Brown joins us right after this to talk Penn State hoops. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.